private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Time of appointment. Amen. This is how you must think every day. I said, this is how you must think every day. You see, as you think, as a man thinketh, so is he, okay? But it's got to go further than that. You got to mature to where how you think, you speak that way. See, God calls things that are not. As though they were. That's how God talks. And we are in the image and likeness of God. Stop calling a spade a spade. I was just telling it like it is. Well, that's one thing. I'm talking about children of God. And I'm not talking about pipe dreams and foolishness and flaky stuff. I'm talking about calling things that are not. Speaking in terms of what you see versus what is in front of you. God changed Abram's name to Abraham. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. Abraham didn't have a child. Sarah didn't have any babies, but God said, I have made you the father of many nations. No longer shall your name be Abram. Exalted Father, I'm changing it to Abraham, father of a multitude. Sarai shall no longer be Sarai, but Sarah, princess of a multitude. God started calling them that. People around him started calling them that. What'd you say your name was now? Abraham. Okay, Abraham. Everybody started calling what God was calling things that were not manifested yet, because they were already done, but calling them, where are they calling them from? From the unseen realm. In the beginning there was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the light was in God. It was all up in God. God is light, but darkness was covering the deep. And nothing happened until God said, light be. When he let that out, then light came. You see, in our maturation process, you got to start talking some things. You got to stop talking about some stuff and start talking to that stuff. Amen. Oh, it's going to get real good. You got to start talking to some things. Who is our example? Jesus is our example. He spoke to dead folk. Lazarus, 4 days in there stinking. Lazarus, come forth. At his word, something happened to his gene pool. He came. I think he had to come out hopping because he's all wrapped up. But he answered the call. He spoke to a fig tree. Did y'all hear that? Man, you crazy. Jesus spoke. He talked to it. To the fig tree. And he was mad at it. He was hungry. He wanted some figs and came to it. All was on it was leaves. I wonder how many times he comes to us. And some of us ain't got no figs on us. He's not going to curse us because we're blessed. We're covenant. But see, the example there in Genesis, Adam and Eve covered themselves with leaves. And Jesus, when he came to the tree, there was no figs, just leaves. He cursed that. He said, bear no fruit. In other words, leaves, your effort to cover yourself is fruitless. It's a curse. We call it religion today. See, because what he did, he took those aprons off of them and he slew coats of skins and wrapped them. See, it's God. It's, religion is man. Salvation is God. But he spoke to a fig tree. He spoke to a storm. How could this be? You know why? Because everything is made up of the same thing. This, the iPad, all of its frequencies, everything is made up of the same thing. That's why the Lord said, if you say to a mountain, be thou removed, cast into sea, and doubt not in your heart, but believe what you say shall come to pass, it shall come to pass. See, in our maturation, you have to go beyond. Well, see, first of all, you've been made a king. Now God's got to draw that king out of you. I like to say it this way sometimes. Leaders aren't made, they're cornered. They're not made, they're cornered. You understand what I mean? You are sometimes at your best when you are cornered. When you done had it up to here, all right. That's it. The devil is a lie. You ready to fight now, right? You ready to get out of that corner? And so sometimes God has to allow you in the maturation process to be cornered. It's not that God has forsaken you. God knows what's in you. He's made you a king. You are a king. And sometimes whatever you're going through, it's not to destroy you. The devil's a liar. He'll try to convince you of that. No, you belong to God. God says, I'm taking you through this to perfect you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to shine you up, to get you ready for your next level. I want you to rule and reign with me. You are seated with me in the heavenly realm. Amen. So now we got to outwork this thing so we can bring that in the unseen realm into the seen realm. So tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience, hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, for the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. So I want to encourage you to yield to whatever God is doing in your life, like it or not. Some of y'all remember castor oil. Had the most horrible tasting stuff. I ate some stuff down in the city in Mexico. It was the worst. It was cactus, but they didn't cook it right. It reminded me of castor oil. But that stuff, some of y'all know it was yikes. But you know, the next morning, whoo, feel like $1 million. Well, see, it worked like that with God a lot of time. The stuff that is like the worst is doing the most. How many know God is a good, good father? See, but we have to be delivered from Adam. That's why we don't walk by sight. And we don't walk by feeling. All kind of feelings can come. People get spooked a lot of times. They get around and they get a bad feeling. You feel that? Yeah. And they felt me too. And we'll see which one lasts the longest. Because darkness will flee from the light. This is part of our maturation process. So we go from power. Remember we said exousia is where we begin. as many as received him, in John 1 and 12, has he given power to become sons of God. So you got the power. Tell somebody right now, you got the power. Tell somebody else, you got the power too. Look around behind her in front of them. You got the power too. Tell them, we got the power. No shortage on power. But see, that's the beginning. Some people think that's the end game or the cure all, but that's just the beginning. To have power. It's more than us four and no more. There's a world out there. Lost, sick, diseased, going to hell. That need us. That need you. Amen. So you have the power. Now the next thing we looked at in Colossians 1 and 16 was from powers. The next one was principalities. Now remember, we connect these together. We talked about in Galatians 4 how that as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a servant. And he's under governors and tutors. In other words, the child is under something. Now, remember, the child is already a king. Amen. Somebody say, king. Amen. He's already a king, but he's under some stuff. Amen. Governors and tutors. The principality is the tutor. Amen. There's certain stuff God will allow you to struggle with. Amen. For a time. Amen. Amen. You know, a butterfly... When a caterpillar, you know the story, when a caterpillar spins the cocoon, the silk cocoon, and goes in there and stays in there for the transformation, the metamorphosis, then he starts, when he's ready, he starts to break out of there. But it's important that you don't help him, that you don't touch him, because the breaking out of that is what strengthens the little wing muscles. He's in there and he's flexing. You open it up, he ain't had a chance to flex. but he's in there opening it up and it gives him strength to fly. You can pull him out of there and he'll go right to the ground. You'd have messed him up. So see, God will allow certain you to enter. He's not going to do you like David did Uriah. He's not going to do that to you. Some people think they need to be out there with the mighty, but then that you're not ready. Amen. You know, it's not a slight on you because you're not ready. Because God determines our times. I had a dream once. I've shared it before. And I'll share it again and again and again. I was in a desert. It was dark. And I remember seeing an angel about back where the clock was. He was doing like this to me. And as he did that, it's like I levitated. And I wasn't walking, just floated over to him. And then it was so dark. And then he reached and he pointed down. I could look down and there was a canal. And I knew I was supposed to jump. And so I jumped in the canal and went down. It wasn't real deep. I went down and I hit mud. And I remember I had the in the dream, the pair of pants I was wearing, I actually had those pair of pants. And I hit mud, and mud came all the way up to my waist. And I thought, whoa. And I'm looking, I'm stuck in this mud. And then the angel reached up under my arms and pulled me out. And as he pulled me out, the mud fell off of my pants like it wasn't ever on there. Amen. What I did during that season of my life, I went ahead of God. He allowed me to experience that. And I got all muddied up.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.